Myrna Lam Show, January 5th, 2008, 6 p.m.
This is the Myrna Lam Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lam here with you until 7 p.m. taking your calls, making predictions for you, and all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO, 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. When you call in, Ken will take your call. He'll ask your first name. You can make one up. That's fine with me. And then he'll ask you for your birthday. I need the truth on that. When I know your birthday, it gives me an idea where the planets were when you were born, and I know where they are right now. That combination of information allows me to have an idea whether this is an opportune time for you or stressful, and either way, I'll do my best to give you some information about how to handle it. After that, when you come through to me, I need you to ask a specific question. It can be about virtually anything. But it needs to be limited in scope because we don't have enough time together on the air to take a look at your whole future. I had a woman come to see me yesterday, and she said that she had been in to see me once before, and that when she came the last time, I, of course, made a tape recording for her, and everything that I told her came true. She said that I had described the future for her three daughters, and everything I said came true. How long ago did she come in to see me? Close to 30 years ago. Good heavens, don't wait another 30 years. I can't believe it. Anyway, what's the point of all this? The point is that when people are in my office, I can talk about health, work, home environment, major relationships, everybody in your life, because we have so much time to spend. On the air, I want to be helpful, and I can do that if you and I focus in on one piece. That's the point. That's what we're doing. Let's go back to the phones. Let's start with Lorraine in Cranston. Lorraine, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I see that you're born under the sign of Leo. And what's your question for me?
Will my house sell this year?
Oh, good heavens. Let's take a look. Of course, you know all the houses are going to sell ultimately. The question is when. How long has your house been on the market?
It's been almost a year.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, the good news is you have the 2 and 9 of hearts beside you. Those are very promising cards. And when I look at the fourth house, which is property, again, you have cards that are promising. The problem, of course, is the price tag. That's the problem. How long have you lived in this particular house, Lorraine?
Oh, over 30 years.
Okay. So obviously, you'll make a profit on it no matter what you sell it for. The question is, what do you want to do next? Do you want to relocate? Is that your intent?
I just want to get something smaller.
Okay. You want to downsize.
Yeah.
Have you looked around and you know what you want and what it's going to cost you?
I've been looking at what's available, and I'm waiting until I sell before I make any kind of a decision.
Okay, but my point to you is that you need to have some idea of how much you're going to spend.
Oh, yeah, I know my ballpark.
Okay, so therefore you know what you need to get from selling the house that you're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, what happens is you get less on the sale and you have to spend more on the buy. I don't know why it is. It doesn't seem fair. But that is the way that it is. So you have cards that say, yes, you can sell at any time this year between February and September. I know that's a huge stretch of time. But I believe that the decision is going to depend exclusively on what you finally decide to offer your house at. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those situations where how low can you go? It's like dancing the limbo.
Well, It's supposedly priced to sell, so I don't know. I don't know what the problem seems to be. I mean, it's a good house in a nice location.
It has nothing to do with the house or the location. It has to do with the fact that there is a glut on the market right now of houses, and a lot of them are really good houses in really good neighborhoods. It's just that people are afraid to buy, and a lot of people are holding back because they feel so confident that prices are going to come down even more. So that's why I'm suggesting to you that instead of trying to make some sort of a really significant killing on this, you figure out what you need and then ask only that. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Linda in Providence.
Hi, how are you?
Other than choking to death at this very moment,
and
I'm
I've been
fine.
Sneezing while I've been waiting for you.
And you're not sneezing and I'm still choking. All right, here we go. All right, Linda.
Yes.
I just put a cough drop in my mouth.
That's okay.
I don't know where that came from. Something in the air just suddenly went into my throat. Anyway, okay,
yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Born under the sign of Scorpio, what's your question for me?
I'm developing a website, and I've sold on the internet on, like, websites that, you know, like an umbrella website.
Yes.
So I'm trying to do my own. I haven't got it ready yet, but I'm just wondering if I'm going to make any money on it, you know, substantial money once I get started on it.
All right. This is a very good year for you as a Scorpio to be branching out. Several very important planets are in extremely positive places for you. Jupiter, certainly. Saturn as well. And Uranus also. And that's all very positive energy. Now, of course, the planets stink for you to do anything significant in January. And that's because Mars, which is your ruling planet, is retrograde in Gemini. In fact, right now, the energy, Mars feels almost like Mercury retrograde. And I wanted to tell everybody, I wanted to take a minute to warn everybody, please be careful on the highways. Really, really be careful. Because we're like in another month-long Mercury retrograde. Not only that, but aren't you finding, Linda...
Is that for everybody? Or
yes, that's for everybody.
Okay.
But for you, what I want to know, Linda, do you find people are just driving you crazy right now?
Yes.
Aren't there people around you just driving you crazy?
Yes.
Well, that's for Scorpios. Yes, there are, and there are
and
people...
And I'm married to a Taurus. I don't know if that makes any difference.
Well, yeah. I could say some things about him privately, but I don't want to say that on the air. No, he's a nice guy. He just bores you every now and then, but that's... I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
He's not listening. Okay.
He's not listening. Oh, okay, nobody's going to tell him either. Okay, all right, so the problem with your question is when you sell on an umbrella site, there are a lot of reasons for people to come to that site.
Mm-hmm.
When you sell on your own site, you have to find a way to draw people to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have cards that indicate potential, but
yeah.
It is an uphill battle. And absolutely do not move on it until at least the end of February.
Okay.
So your 10th house cards look promising. Your 9th house cards look promising. And the internet is a 9th house venture. But the timing isn't quite right. You don't have things quite in place yet. And there is another woman who I think is extremely important in this venture. I don't know if that's somebody who can give you some advice or some direction or someone who might be ultimately involved in the product line or the distribution. But there will be someone else who's important, and that's going to make a difference in terms of improving
mm-hmm.
the financial circumstances.
Okay.
All right, Linda. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Vincent, welcome to the program.
How are you?
I'm well, Vincent, and I see that you're born under the sign of Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo, yep.
And what's your question for me?
Okay, I've been working at trying to meet a mate, and I'd like to know when I'm going to meet that special person.
So you have been working at trying to meet somebody?
Yes, for a long time.
For a long time. When you say you've been working at it, what are a couple of the things that you've done?
Well, I've been doing a lot of dating.
Oh, okay. So you've been going out.
Yeah.
And you've been meeting a lot of people.
Yeah. Too many.
Too many?
Yeah.
Oh. But if you've been meeting too many and you haven't met the right one yet, how can it be too many? I don't see how it can be too many until you meet the right one.
Well, it just isn't working out.
Okay.
I've been hitting brick walls.
Okay.
I'm getting a little bit worn out. You know?
I see. Well, the king of clubs, and it's an abundance of riches, is that what you're telling me? But none of them is quite the right woman.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Are you the right man?
Yes, I think I am.
Okay.
I'm a very nice person. I got a good heart.
Yeah. You mean you've got a decent job and you live in a nice place?
Yes, I live in a very nice place.
And so you really have taken stock of yourself and you think that you're ready, and someone ought to appreciate you.
Right.
I think that's fair enough. You have the Ten of Hearts in the same set of cards with you. All the tens represent how we feel about ourselves. The Ten of Clubs is the card that represents taking a practical view. The Ten of Hearts can be thinking better of yourself than maybe is the reality. Just maybe you need to do a little bit of work on yourself. However, putting that aside, there are two women around you at any moment, one of whom is the Queen of Diamonds. And the Queen of Diamonds would represent a woman who is an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian. Now, those are signs that are not the easiest compatibility with Virgo.
Right.
For Virgo, the easiest of signs are really Taurus or, let's see, Cancer is wonderful in Scorpio.
Yeah.
Capricorn as well. Those are the best signs for you. So looking at these cards to see whether you might meet such a woman, you aren't. You're meeting air signs and fire signs.
Yeah.
And they're not right for you.
No, they're not.
But the Queen of Spades, which would be a woman who's probably a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, falls in the ninth house on the surface of the cards. Now, that is meeting someone. The ninth house tends to be things like college courses, courses past high school, any sort of class. And it can even be taking up dancing. It's any kind of class situation after high school. And it also represents the Internet. So if those are two things that you haven't tried, I would suggest you do. And I think that if you focus in on trying to meet someone who's a water sign, that would work for you, and I believe that this is someone who you can meet in the month of March. Let me know. Okay, Vincent, let me know. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Donna Maria Angel, hold on and wait for me, and I've got one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m. on WPRO. Our lines are full now, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at WPRO. The phone number is 4438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's go back to the phones and start with Donna in Cranston. Donna, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I am well, Donna. And I see you're calling about a friend.
Yes, her birthday is March the 21st.
Right, so she's in Aries. And what's your question for her?
It's about her son. His birthday is November the 11th.
Yes.
And he's missing.
Oh. How old is he?
25.
Is he missing here in America?
Yes.
Okay. He's 25. And his birthday is November 10th?
11th.
November 11th. 11-11. What year was he born?
1982.
Okay. He told me he was 25, but my arithmetic is not that quick when I'm thinking about all these other things. Okay, November 11, 1982. When did she last have contact with him?
3 months ago.
3 months ago. Okay. He is a Scorpio born with his moon either in Virgo or Libra, depending on his birth time. Do you know whether he was born in the morning or in the evening?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. And I know that his ruling planet is not in the best of places right now. Okay. The question is whether he's okay, really. That's
right.
Really the question. Because the fact that he has chosen to take himself out of the picture for the time being 25, he has certainly the right to do that.
Right.
And, okay, I have the card that represents him, and I'm looking in his third house cards, and I want to see his ninth. He has two spades in the fourth house, meaning he was pretty miserable here. And
mm-hmm.
I look at his third, ninth, and 12th house cards. Okay, the good news is he's fine. The good news is he's alive. Let's start with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had some problems, and he's not out of those problems yet. Has he been doing drugs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think he still is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's alive, and as long as he's alive, that's the best we can hope for.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he's alive. Now, does your friend have his social security number?
Yes, he does.
She may be able to at least track him a little bit that way.
Mm-hmm.
But she has to keep her distance because she can't fix him. And that's the pain.
But not knowing is driving her crazy.
Oh, I'm so sure. The thing is that once upon a time, there was a woman who wrote a wonderful book. And the woman's name is Linda Goodman. And she wrote a wonderful book called Sun Signs. It is the best sun sign book ever written, and I've always said no one needs to ever write another one. And she's written several other books after that, none of which came up to the level of Sun Signs, but Sun Signs was brilliant. Anyway, the point is that this woman's book was, all of her books were huge bestsellers, and she made a fortune. At some point, her daughter died, and I don't remember what the circumstances were. She refused to believe that her daughter was dead and spent all of her money and all of her time searching. And that's what can happen to your friend. You can spend all of your money and all of your time searching, and it's not going to make a difference. I would encourage her to get into counseling. I would encourage her to get involved in as many new and different activities as she possibly can. And all she can do in this case, all you can do is pray. All you can do is hope for the best. Everything in front of me suggests that her son is alive, but beyond that, I can't say anything more. Clearly, I do believe that he is still doing drugs.
And no phone call either.
I don't see him making contact at this time. He's angry. He's angry at her because he's lashing out. And why does he lash out? Because he's crazy. Because when you're an addict and when you're active, you're crazy. So he's not functioning and she can't help. I wish it were different. Donna, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Angel in Rittman, Ohio. Angel, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. And I see that it's great to have you calling from Ohio.
I've been listening to you for several months now.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that enormously. And I see that you're born under the sign of Sagittarius. And what's your question for me?
I was just wondering if I was going to get into a relationship anytime soon.
I would expect so. Didn't some good things develop for you last year that helped you in terms of your career?
Yes.
See, last year was all about focusing on the things that you had more control over, including where you live and where you work and how you handle your finances. Now that those things have gotten better, the planets have moved on in a way that represent how important it is for you to identify for yourself what's really important in your life. And, you know, it's interesting. Sagittarius is the sign of the bachelor in astrology. So it's not surprising that there isn't somebody in your life right at this moment. However, there are men in several key places. You don't have problems meeting men. The problem, of course, is always meeting the right man. But I see a man around you right now. I would describe him as being a Sagittarian, an Aries, or a Leo. He's a fire sign like you. I think he's a little older than you are, but not by much. I think he's approximately 3 or 4 years older than you. He has been married, but I do believe that he is indeed divorced. He has at least one child, and I think the child is an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. This is a man who works for someone as opposed to being the owner of his business, and I believe that he changed jobs sometime in the course of the last 14 months. All of those are clues for you, Angel, so you'll have an idea who he is when you meet him. And when you figure it out, let me know. Fair enough?
All right.
All right, Angel.
Thank you
for the call, and thank you for listening. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Maria in Providence. Maria, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi there, and I see you're an Aquarian.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
About my job. Mm-hmm. My workplace.
How long have you been there, Maria?
Almost 5 years.
Okay, I have the Queen of Diamonds, which represents you, and in the sixth house, which is the box that's all about employment, you've got three hearts and a club, and the club is an ace, and the ace of clubs represents a potential for you to make a move into something else that would be stable. So I don't see a problem for you. Now,
okay.
When I don't see a problem and you know there is one, what that means to me is better days are coming.
Oh, good.
Now, let's think about your job for a minute. The work itself has been okay.
Yes.
The money is reasonable.
Yes.
But not wonderful.
No.
And after 5 years, you realize that there's not much growth potential for you there in that slot.
Right.
So the only potential for you to improve your circumstances is to move to another company or to learn a skill that will enable you to move into a different part of this company where you can do a little bit better.
Okay.
Unfortunately, what I see is that if you were to leave this company and go get another job, which you could, I don't see that you'd be doing much better. Because it isn't going to change the underlying problem,
right,
which is that you still need a skill or two that you don't have.
Okay.
You are very young still. You are going to be working for a long time.
Yes.
Think about that.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Ellen and Dolores, you're going to be next, and I have two lines available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m. on WPRO, followed by Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. We still have plenty of time to talk. Right now the lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Dolores on a car phone. Dolores, welcome to the program.
Yes, good night.
Hi there. I see that you're born under the sign of Virgo. And what's your question for me?
Yes. Do you see anything with my love life?
Okay, Dolores, are you involved with anybody at this time?
Not really. There's someone that I really care about, but I'm not sure about what he's thinking.
Okay. Do you happen to know his birthday?
Yes.
And what is it, month and day? I don't need the year.
It's 8/2/1968.
Okay. I have the card that represents you, which is the Queen of Clubs. That's the card that represents a Virgo woman. And the King of Hearts represents a Leo man. The cards around him are not very encouraging at this time. And so, as far as developing a relationship with him, I would like to suggest that you go very carefully. I'm not saying it cannot happen, but it looks to me as if he's dealing with some stresses in his own life that have nothing to do with you or any relationship. It may have to do with work and business. And they seem to be really weighing on him. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of like saying he just doesn't have a space in his life right now for much in the way of a relationship. So don't put pressure on this at all or have expectations. But be optimistic. Your fifth house cards and your seventh house cards look beautiful. Those are the places that pertain to relationships, love affairs becoming long-term ones. But around him, the picture's not promising yet. There is, in the meantime, another man. And he shows up as the King of Clubs, meaning a Taurus, a Virgo, or a Capricorn man. And I have a sense that he is, in fact, a Virgo, born early in the month, in the August end of Virgo, rather than September. He is a man who's been divorced for quite some time, maybe 9 or 10 years. He has probably 3 children, at least one of whom is a daughter. And the daughter has gone through some changing circumstances fairly recently in her life. Those are good changes. He seems to be more available, though he's had some problems either having to do with money or with health. But in the big picture, he seems to be doing okay at this time. So, as far as the Leo is concerned, Dolores, I'm saying go slowly and be careful. But in the meantime, if you wanted to have someone to go out with on occasion, someone to enjoy, it seems to me there is indeed an Earth sign guy around you who may also be a Virgo. Dolores, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Ruth in Uxbridge. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. It's so nice to hear your voice on the phone.
Thank you.
So much on the radio.
Thank you.
He said, my birth date is 12-6-30, and I was born between midnight and somewhere mid-morning, my mother said, on that date. And my overall question is health. What does it look like?
Okay. Have you had a health problem of concern?
Well, past tense, and now everything, I don't know if you would understand this, but everything is going so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like as though I'm walking on eggs and wondering when something is going to happen.
Okay.
Do you understand my question?
Of course I do.
Good.
Okay. Now, as far as health is concerned for you, being a Sagittarian, with Saturn having gone into Virgo, it is in a place that is touchy. It is by no means in the worst place it can possibly be in the chart, but it is not in a good place. And so it simply means that if you start to have any symptoms, that you act on them immediately. Now, when I look at your cards, I look in the second house and in the sixth, there are no indications that you have any kind of health concern of serious nature at all. None. Zero.
Beautiful, because I have been very bad past tense.
No. At this point, I don't see any indication that there's anything going on. But I will say this. Should something begin to come up, I don't think you're totally satisfied with the doctors who you've worked with. And it may be that you go to a doctor where you get to see the nurse practitioner, and they're usually fabulous, but this may be someone who you don't like. So if that's going on, and that is what I'm suspecting, then when that time should come, whenever that happens to be, don't put up with someone who you feel is not paying you adequate attention. Find someone else. Ruth, thank you for the call. But at this time, you seem to be doing just fine. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Dorothy in Providence, welcome to the program.
good evening and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and same to you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Libra, and what's your question for me?
I am considering later in the year to make a move to Florida, so I wanted to see how that looks.
And you're about the 18th person I've spoken to in a week who wants to move to Florida. I don't blame any of you. I understand it completely. If I get up another morning and it's 4 degrees or 5 degrees, I'm moving to Florida. I've had enough. Okay, and I know I shouldn't talk like this. I mean, we live in New England, and New England gets cold, and we were really very lucky earlier in the year, and it wasn't too cold. Okay, the Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And in the fourth house, represents where you live right now. There are two spades, and it's like saying, I've had it. I'm out of here. So we look in the ninth house. The ninth house represents the idea of moving to the distance. Do you have an elderly female relative around here who you have a sense of responsibility toward?
Somewhat.
Yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only glitch. Mm-hmm. And if you feel as though you're abandoning her and that there's not enough other backup for her, that's the only thing. So could you make the move? Yes. Financially, you can make it happen. And certainly there are opportunities to buy, should you be interested in buying a small place in Florida. That's just not a problem. Don't you already have a connection to somebody in Florida who has a space?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's where you're going.
Okay.
And you knew that.
Yes.
What'd you need? You needed me to say okay?
I did need a confirmation.
You got it, Dorothy. Thank you.
Thanks.
For the call.
Sure.
438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Sue in Providence, welcome to the program.
Oh, good. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Sue. And I see you're calling about your son?
Yes.
And he's born under the sign of Taurus. What's your question for your son?
Well, he moved to New York.
Yeah.
And he's been very depressed and everything about finding a job. And yesterday he was home in Rhode Island. He got a phone call for a fourth interview for this job in, you know,
mm-hmm.
in New York.
Right.
And I was wondering what his chances of getting it.
Okay, isn't it amazing? A fourth interview.
Yes.
For a job. But
yes.
He's not the first person who I've heard going through stuff like this in New York and in big corporations in general. It's not at all unusual for there to be months-long screenings before a selection is made. I have the card that represents your son. He is the King of Clubs. And in his third house, the cards indicate his distress about all of this. And he almost seems to be at a point where he's thinking, if I don't get this, I'm coming back.
Oh, really?
Now, I would tell him not to think that way because there is something for him. I'm not absolutely sure he's going to get this job. Sue, does he know you're calling me?
Well, you know, I called you a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And you had said within 5 weeks he would find something.
Yes.
And I didn't know if this was it.
Okay. Here's the point. I don't want you to tell your son what I'm telling you, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't want him to be discouraged.
Okay.
When I look at these cards, I look in his third house, which is the interview and news, and I look in the sixth house, which is the job, and I look in the tenth. In the third house, he has two spades. That's not good. In the sixth house, he has all four suits. That's not good. And in the tenth house, he has the nine of spades. That's really not good. So in my estimation, it looks like he's not going to get this one. He's down to the final two, and the other guy gets it. But I do see him getting a job very soon.
Okay.
So I'm not backing down from my original prediction. And just I think we're not quite at the five-week mark yet.
Okay.
So I am optimistic for him, but if you tell him what I've said, I'm afraid he'll be discouraged, and I don't want him to be.
Okay.
All right, Sue.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available for you. Dawn in Southern California, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well,
this
Dawn.
This is a callback, and I'm going to say Happy New Year.
Thank you.
First of all. But I spoke to you, I believe, in November.
Yes.
And at the time, it was a career issue, and I was looking to take a leap of faith. And you said it wasn't a good time, but if I called you back in January, maybe we could pin some things down.
Great.
And there has been everything shaking up lately, and I thought, you know what? It's time for the call.
Okay. All right. I take it that you wound up agreeing that the time wasn't quite right when we last spoke.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It was very good advice.
Okay, great. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you since you were born under the sign of Cancer. And the planets are still kind of messy through January and February, but once we get into March, there are going to be some very positive changes, and they will affect you as well. So if you can hold off making any significant change until March, I would. Now, I have many, many reasons for saying that. With Mars retrograde, people are pulling back. With when we come out of this Mars retrograde, which will be on the 30th of January, we will be in a Mercury retrograde, which further muddies the waters, and we will be in an eclipse period as well, which just makes things harder to anticipate. So when you add all those aspects together, I find myself saying, if I were in your position, I wouldn't do anything till the end of February. Once we get to that point, you really do have beautiful cards in the place that represents a job and the company that would employ you, and I would say go forward with your plans.
Okay.
All right,
great.
Dawn. Let me know
yeah,
how
well,
it goes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Joyce on a car phone, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Joyce, and I see that you're born late in the sign of Leo, and what is your question for me?
I want to know when I should move out of Rhode Island.
How soon can I leave this frozen place? You and how many? I told you, I think at least 18 people have called me and said, get me out of here. I like it here, folks. I really do.
It's a beautiful state, but I've been here a long time, and it's time to move on.
You know, some people actually live their whole lives here, Joyce.
Yes, well, I put in 40 years.
Okay, 40 years it is. All right. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And in the fourth house, which represents where you're living right now, you have three clubs and a heart. So you haven't been miserably unhappy here by any means. But when it comes to moving, that takes me to the ninth house, and you have two clubs there and two hearts. And one of the clubs is the four of clubs. That's commitment to the plan to move. Nothing's mm-hmm. holding you back anymore.
Great.
Nothing's holding you back anymore.
Great.
We'll miss you. You can listen to us on the internet.
Well, I listened to your last caller. Is there a certain month, you know, like you recommended March for her? Is there a time during
yeah,
the...
Yeah, well, let's face it, you're not going to be ready to go tomorrow.
Right.
It's going to take you a little while to put this together. So I don't think I need to tell you to not do it until March. No, what I'm really saying is people in general, people listening who are interested in creating a new business or in embarking on something that's truly new and different, I would say if you can possibly hold off until the end of February, I would. Because the planets are messy. Now, the fact is you never get any day when everything is perfect. There's no such animal. I've come close. I've seen some charts that are pretty close. I'll tell you, the United States of America chart comes pretty close, which is why we've had such a wonderful run.
Wow.
I hope we can continue to.
Me too.
But anyway, the thing is that there are bound to be some aspects that aren't good any time. But looking at the aspects in January and February, if I were the one making a move, I'd wait. But okay. I don't have to tell you that because you're not going to be ready that soon anyhow.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here.
Rhode Island's ghost hunting plumbers are now on News Talk 630 WPRO and taking your call every Saturday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson, exclusively on News Talk 630 WPRO.
And that program's coming up in a few more minutes, but that means there's still time for you and me. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader. And should you be interested in information about private consultations, you can call my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. That phone number is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Heidi in Greensburg, Indiana. Hello,
Hi,
Heidi.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. Love getting calls from people listening on the internet. So I see that you're a Taurus, and what's your question for me?
My question is, I have had a manuscript at a publishing house for about 9 months.
Really?
And a little over a year ago, I decided to write a novel, and I'm kind of a creative person, so I really just wanted to take a chance and see where that would go. And I'm just curious if you can tell me if this is going to get accepted by them or if I should move on to the next place.
Okay, now let me make sure I understood your question. The manuscript that you're talking about is the novel, and that's the one that's been with this publishing company for 9 months and they haven't made a decision yet?
Yes, that is correct.
Do you have an agent?
No. It's a small publishing house, and like I said, they requested it back in April, so we're going on 9 months plus.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I don't understand that.
I heard that it was a good thing, but I'm just a very impatient person. So.
Heidi, I've got one book on the market, and my second book is coming out in June, and I'm working on my third book. And I figured out really almost immediately that it didn't make any sense to try to go to publishers directly. But some people managed to make it happen. I thought it made more sense to get myself an agent, which I did.
Right.
The reason
right.
being that when an agent presents a book to a publisher, the publisher knows that the agent has already previewed it. He's read the book proposal, et cetera, and you'll definitely be looked at. I don't understand a publishing company holding on to your manuscript for 9 months without making a decision and coming through with an offer. So I can tell you, I might be patient only because the aspects aren't good till the end of February, but I wouldn't be. No, in fact, I would probably call them on Monday. And I would say, listen, either make a decision or send me the manuscript back and let me move on. And if you right. want to keep it, then it's time for us to have a contract. And the contract means that I get at least a nominal amount of money as an advance.
Right.
So I'm sorry, but this doesn't make any sense to me at all. And it's quite common with most publishers that you get at least a small advance when you sign the contract with them. You get another advance when you give them a finished manuscript, and you get another advance when it hits the market. Now, this is all advances right. against sales, so you might wind up not making much more after that. The fact is that there are thousands and thousands of books published every single month. This is an incredibly tough thing to do. Now, I look at your cards. The Queen of Clubs represents you. Your third and your ninth house cards are very good. I expect that your manuscript is a very interesting one. I am not confident that this particular publishing house is going to do it for you. And so I really wouldn't give them any more time. It is time for them to make a decision. And if yes, they owe you money. And if no, you're free to go forward.
Right.
The cards are less than encouraging when it comes to this particular publisher doing it for you. I wish it were different, Heidi, but I think it's time for you to get moving on it. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Marie in Georgia. Marie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
You're in the part of the country where everybody in Rhode Island wants to head for.
Yeah, I know. We're going to see Jason and Grant coming up. Well, actually, in Birmingham in March. I'm looking forward to OmegaCon. But, okay. My question is this. I am kind of in a point of my life where I have paths leading every which way. I'm not really sure which road to take.
Mm-hmm.
I have some ideas of what I want to do. My children are getting old enough where I can now do more.
So you have you can make choices at this point.
Yes, and I'm really fascinated, of course, with the paranormal,
mm-hmm.
But I'm also fascinated and intrigued with entertainment and do have something to offer in that field as well. So I'm not sure where to take this.
Okay. The biggest problem with entertainment is if you don't get into it when you're in your 20s, it's really, really hard to do. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter that you might be only 40 and gorgeous. The fact is, you're not 20. So it's really, really hard to go down that path and make money at it. You can go down that path for enjoyment, and you have cards that indicate potential, but I don't see a picture here that suggests you could make much money at it. So if it's important for you to make money through what you do, then I think it would make more sense for you to do research into an area where there's some potential to actually get a job, have a career. Now, if you're interested in studying it because it fascinates you, then I certainly think the paranormal is fascinating. And I can, again, see where you might be able to use that in a practical sense. So there seems to be more call. Does that all make sense to you? Do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Marie, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Lisa in West Warwick. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Lisa. And I see that you're a Gemini. And what's your question for me?
I have a question. I'm waiting for a decision from a disability
okay.
Application I have in.
Right.
Do you see anything good coming out of that?
Let's take a look.
Maybe.
Is this the first time you applied?
No.
Good. You understood. Okay, the Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. I have that card. The Eighth House represents disability. And cards are not bad. Cards are not bad. It looks to me as if you will get a decision within the next 2 to 5 days or at the outside 2 to 5 weeks. So at least the decision is coming in very soon. It's okay. Mixed, though. It's mixed testimony, and it's not wonderful. So I wonder if you need some more backing, some more support. I wonder if your doctor's written the best of all possible, strongest of all possible letters in support of your petition.
Well, I talked to someone over there yesterday, and she received some more medical evidence
okay.
that she has to review.
Okay. So. All right. That's the thing that's necessary. But you need to make sure that that is as powerful as it can be, and that not only does it indicate that what your disability is, but how long you have been disabled.
Okay.
Because that's the important piece. So we need some more details. And I would just get in touch with the attorney or with your doctor on Monday, and I would say, would you just make sure that that letter has every I dotted and every T crossed so that I will get, it'll come through for me this time. It looks promising, but I just feel as if you need to nudge it a little bit more. Lisa, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Ann in Newport. Ann, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
And I see you're a Capricorn, Ann.
And I want you to tell me what is going on in my life. It's just very diffused, and I'm trying to help a number of people. And, I am just wondering what the cards are saying about me.
In all regards, in all aspects of your life?
Yes.
I can't do that on the radio. I only have a minute to spend with you.
How about financially?
Okay. When I look at your finances, the picture indicates that you have a settled situation. It is a stable situation, and you seem to have something good in the way of the eighth house, which would be either investments or pensions. So as long as you are measured in the way that you spend the money that you have, and as long as you don't let people talk you into giving them money when you really ought not to, and you know exactly what I'm referring to, you don't have any problems. In other words, Ann, you don't have any financial problems, but there are people around you who put you into situations where you could wind up with serious ones. And that's a personal choice. So you know what you need to do, Ann, right? I'm pretty sure you know exactly what I mean. Am I right?
No.
I'm not?
No.
There's no one else around you who is demanding anything of you financially?
Nobody.
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 So then where are you putting your money that's your problem? Because I don't see a problem for you.
I didn't say there was a problem. I just was wondering what it said financially.
Well, the cards showed you didn't have any problems. The
right,
cards
well, that's
showed...
What I just wondered if you were going to bring up something, that there might be something coming. That's why I wondered.
Okay.
Okay, what about the...
No, sweetheart. That's it. We have one question. The only way you would have had any financial difficulties would have been if people around you were making demands on your money. And you said there aren't any people making demands on your money, so then watch out for QVC and other shopping channels. Because otherwise, financially, you seem to be doing quite okay. Okay, should you be interested in a private consultation, my phone number in Lincoln, Rhode Island is 401-333-7970. Ken, thank you. Everyone, stay tuned now for Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. I'm Myrna Lamb. Have a great week.